I think that's just another name for mm-hmm. nailing.
I expect so.
All right, what do you call the kind of fence that, excuse me, if you climb over, you might tear your pants off.
Barbed wire.
All right. When you set up, if you were out there setting up a barbed wire fence, you would dig holes for the...
For the, post.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What might you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from the field?
Oh, rock wall.
Okay. Some farmers, when they want to fool a hen into make her start laying, they put something in her head.
Put it on. Egg. Oh, my God. I know they put an egg there. I mean, not a real egg, but a China egg.
Yes.
China egg, that's it.
You're one of the few people who's known what that
really?
Was. Yes.
China egg.
Have you ever seen one of them?
Yeah, oh, yes, many of them.
Are they really made out of China?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really interesting. Do you know why it works?
Well, I don't know why, except that they think that that is a nest that they have... I don't know.
Maybe it gives them the idea.
The idea, I suppose. That's all I know.
That's funny. All right, what do you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
All right, now when you say bucket, is that, do you think of something wooden or metal?
Either way. A pail, I guess, would be a wooden pail.
Pail would be
wooden
and bucket would be?
It, to my mind, would be metal.
Okay.
So we don't use the word pail too much.
Okay. What would you call a container that you'd use to carry food to the pigs?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a slop bucket?
Oh, yes, yes. I have heard of a slop bucket.
All right, what do you call the thing that you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
All right, what's it made out of? Did you ever have one with legs?
Yes, that's a spider.
That's cute. And how big is it?
It's just the size of a regular skillet. And they put hot coals under it when they cooked in the fireplace, you see.
Oh, they use coals?
They put coals under the skillet. And that's why the legs.
All right, what about a big, black, rounded thing? Did you ever call it anything else?
No, I didn't.
What?
All right. What do you call the long container that you use to cut flowers in?
All right.
Vase.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you set out at the table?
Oh, you mean plates and...
The utensils that you actually...
Oh, knives and forks.
And?
Spoon.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you might say, oh, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after you wash the dishes, then you...
Dry them.
But sometimes before that, you have to...
Oh, rinse them.
Right. Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you might use to wash them?
Oh, dish towel.
But to wash them with, too?
No, dish cloth.
Okay. And a dish towel is to dry them?
Dry them.
All right. And what do you call a spider?
It might have been the one to wash them with. It might be a dish rag.
Okay. Now, which would you more readily say? Do you know?
Well, I think in the early days I would have said rag. I would say cloth now.
Okay. All right. How about the one that you use for your face? Which would you say?
Well, I would say cloth now. I would have said rag in the early days.
Okay. Would you say wash rag back then?
Wash rag.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. People used to buy flour in a
barrel.